Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock, markets and company news, I'm in conversation with Sithembile Bopela from FNB Wealth and Investments. Let's start off, and good evening to you. Let's start off with a quick market overview. And mid-afternoon trade financials were leading the market. It's been a strong day, but a bit of a pullback from resources.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, the JSE started on the front foot and extended gains throughout most of today's session. And really, it was lifted, as you mentioned, by the financials complex. A bounce from yesterday's, I think, softer showing with local banks extending what we've seen as recent gains, but resources definitely pulling back. I think there we are seeing some profit taking after we've seen precious metals have a bit of a good run thanks to healthier commodity prices there. So I think, yeah, just some profit taking place there.
And gold bullion sliding back a little bit. I guess that's all to do with a firmer dollar. And that is being driven, I think, by traders who are generally focused on the second day of these trade talks between the United States and China. And we're getting mixed signals out of those conversations. President Trump saying late last night that it's proving to be perhaps a little bit more difficult. China, I think he said, are harder than we thought they were.
I think, you know, last week, President Trump said that they were very far advanced on the China deal. So definitely, I think the commentary around the talks has been going very much one way or the other about how well the talks are going. But I think the continued dialogue in itself has been a positive and has kept sort of hope alive in a sense. And I think, you know, as much as traders are waiting for the outcome of the talks and more concrete details specifically, I think it's definitely been some positive underpin, or at least on expectations, you know, that the deal might, or at least that the leaders might come to an amicable sort of agreement between the two countries, which, you know, has been or would be dollar supportive. And that's how we've seen, you know, that safe haven status that gold has benefited from quite meaningfully over the past year to date, in fact, because of the heightened macroeconomic trade uncertainty that has sort of been playing out. But also, you know, I think the key economics on the calendar with US inflation also on the list, that could either sort of contradict or reinforce the Fed's sort of cautious stance, given the resilience of the US economy thus far. And so that's also sort of playing a part on bullion's trade this today.
Let's have a look at a couple of items of company news. I want to start with Telkom, the share price up by around 6.5% today. And this as a result of the utility declaring a special dividend and the payout from the proceeds from the disposal of its masts and towers business. If I recall correctly, a company called SwiftNet.
Correct. So Telkom, they released a very solid sets of numbers. Operationally, a mixed picture across the major segments, but bottom line, very healthy. I think the top line was well guided for by management, but they were a bit more conservative on the profit forecasts. The growth there did outpace guidance, and that was driven by, you know, what has been consistent momentum across business units, but also the group's cost optimization initiatives. And again, cash generation, the free cash flow position increased in the triple digits, so very successful there. The successful sort of sale of several high-value properties with additional property sales also expected to add incremental gains to profits. That was a core contributor there. But as you mentioned, SwiftNet, the Marston Towers business, the proceeds from there, I think, definitely are highlighting the success of management strategic actions, and therefore supporting the payment of a special dividend.
So cost efficiency is one thing, but also nice growth in its fiber service.
Correct, definitely. So I think it was a positive underpin, operational underpin. So not just management action in terms of sort of writing the ship from a strategic perspective, but definitely the operational momentum that we've seen across the group has been positive for them.
Now, we know the Premier Group is behind brands, well-known brands like Blue Ribbon Bread, Iwisa, and Snowflake Flour. And its earnings today boosted, but particularly by its Millbake Groceries and International Units division.
Correct. They also posted very healthy numbers there. Millbake definitely stood out. It is the largest revenue driver, of course, and so that its segments did achieve very strong volume and price mix growth in spite of what's been a challenging economic backdrop, as we know, but also the headwinds from the global wheat, but also the local maize prices that, you know, that have been sort of pressure points for that business. But definitely, I think, you know, Premier was able to leverage the moderate revenue growth into what proved to be a sustainable improvement in the operational earnings. And as much as the numbers didn't really shoot the lights out as far as what consensus was looking for, it was overall quite a robust set of numbers from them.
Certainly not a robust set of numbers from the big infrastructure building and mining group, Avenge, signaling a full year loss for the year ending June.
Correct. I mean, Avenge, as we know, they faced, you know, numerous challenges through the period, stemming from troublesome projects, but outside of which, you know, other projects did continue to perform well. So I think some offsets there, but I think the updates overall does show that, you know, the group, they are set to report a loss mainly on the back of project-specific setbacks, keeping the bottom line under pressure. The Australian business in particular, the operational loss there, that's in turn due to continued pressure on the hydro projects in Queensland, definitely, I think, a major drag on the overall operational performance of the group, which offsets what was otherwise positive developments in New Zealand and Pacific Islands, as well as the Southeast Asia regions for the group.
And its share price down by 5.5%. And just finally, before I let you go, a note out from Moody's saying that it sees little reason to lift South Africa's credit rating anytime soon. I guess we should expect it, but again, a little bit of bad news there.
Yes, a little bit of bad news. And I mean, Moody's is generally seen as having South Africa slightly above S&P and Fitch, as much as it is still at a stable outlook, BA2 rating, two notches just below investment grade. But, you know, I think on an assessment of sort of the balanced assessments of SA's risk, not really mad at that, given that, you know, SA still has quite a way in terms of executing on its sort of structural reforms that are required to realize meaningful rating upgrades from these agencies.
And that's where I'll leave it for tonight with my thanks. Sitembile Bopela from FNB Wealth and Investments. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.